Necessaries apply.
All they see is the same partisan three-ring circus here in Washington. They see leaders who can't seem to come together and do what it takes to make life just a little bit better for ordinary Americans. They're offended by that, and they should be.
The president addresses the nation. What did he have to say? We're going to talk about it. Plus the response from the Republicans. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All kinds of gimmicks and magic on display. You have a chance, by the way, to throw in your two cents, as I'm fond of saying, simply by dialing these digits. And I'm going to actually give them to you right here at the top. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let me tell you first about one of the polls that I read earlier in the day before the president went on camera at 9 o'clock Eastern on Monday. One of the polls that I found from The Hill, this came out with some interesting numbers, and the reason I'm telling you this is because of how this whole debt ceiling is being portrayed across the board, really, in the media. And The Hill says almost 70% of likely voters characterize the fourth estate as biased. 57% contend that reporters are very unethical, or at least somewhat so. Even on top of that, Democratic slips are showing, with 46% of the 1,000 likely people to vote polled said the media favors Democrats. Another 22% say that there's actually a Republican tilt in everything, and 28% say the media is just right. So I'm curious as to how you feel this president is being portrayed, how the Democrats are being portrayed, and the Republicans in this mix of spending cuts and spending versus tax and the debt ceiling and lifting it or defaulting on loans. It's a lot of buzzwords that are being thrown out. And right from the get-go, that's what was happening. There is a kind of language, I think, in Washington. I honestly believe that for the Republicans and for the Democrats, there's somebody that pumps out whatever they think is going to be something, and it makes sense with speeches and whatnot, something that will be the takeaway from what it is they're talking about. Especially when you're talking about talking to the nation on camera. So in the president's speech, many times he talked about a balance and compromise and, in fact, urged people to, the American people, you and me, to go to the phones and call our representative on the Hill to tell them that they should compromise. And even went as far as saying, I realize you voted and to have this separation. I realize you voted for a reason, but now we have to have this bipartisan approach because nobody's happy with this and the burden has to be shared. And John Boehner had his own interesting twist afterwards. First, here's another little snippet of the president invoking the name of Tom Jefferson.
We have tried to live by the words that Jefferson once wrote. Every man cannot have his way in all things. Without this mutual disposition, we are disjointed individuals, but not a society.
Okay, so we're at a stalemate. There's no question about that. It's us against them and them against us and the A team and the B team and the president now trying to manipulate what's happened in the last couple of weeks at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and your reaction to it. So what is your reaction to the minutes that were taken up earlier on Monday night by the President of the United States. We got our first one. Our leadoff man is Bob in Connecticut. Hey, Bob, you have the floor. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you for taking it. Your first question was like about how the media portray these people. And the media, in my opinion, is extremely disappointing because it doesn't really vet anything. You know, it takes whatever politician A says or politician B says and just repeats it.
Yeah.
It doesn't evaluate it. It doesn't give it, you know, a test as a reality, you know. Like in Boehner's comments earlier tonight, he said, the programs won't be here for my daughters. Well, the fact of the matter is Social Security can be funded 100% through 2037 and thereafter for 50 more years at 80% with absolutely no changes. And if you were to simply to increase the wage that was subject to the Social Security tax by, you know, $50,000 more of a wage. In fact, right now I think it stops at $107,000.
It does.
If the people who made over $107,000 up to $157,000 had to pay, then you'd be able to pay full Social Security for 75 years. So the media doesn't say these things. You know, they don't test anything. They just repeat everything. And that's very disappointing with respect to the media. You know, I think the media could play a much more important role. I mean, obviously, how does Fox News, if you want to get specific media, Fox News, very right-wing, very Republican. That's obviously been proven, even with going on over in London with the phone hacking and the politics that Murdoch has played over there to get the conservatives into power. But, you know, and of course, you have the Washington Post, which is, you know, neutral to a little bit liberal. You have the New York Times, which is liberal, slant, no question. But the reality is, wherever you're slanted, you know, they have us arguing and discussing opinions rather than discussing facts. I think the media would be more helpful if we'd, like, put facts out there and do some real research rather than just accepting, and you know, the garbage that comes out of some of these politicians.
Yeah, Bob, good comments. Call again. You are right about that, but part of the problem, I think, is what's happened to media is the corporations, because when you had just the traditional newsrooms, we're not talking about, like, talk shows, we're not talking about columnists, all that kind of stuff, just traditional news people where you would get whatever the information is, and he's right, then you would look at it as to, okay, well, what does this mean, and really, what is the story here? And what's happened is a lot of good journalists that were that type, that did that type of journalism where they dug a little bit deeper, they've been let go and they've been replaced by one person who's doing 50 jobs. And that's part of, sadly, what's happened in television newsrooms, and it's happened in newspapers too. And it certainly happened in the radio business at many places where you don't have those big staffs that you used to have where they did dive deeper. So I agree. Drilling deeper is one of the problems, with what's thrown out there. And drilling deeper is also one of the problems with listening to the president's speech earlier in the evening. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 25th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,617.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,658.42, $829.21 for a half ounce, or $414.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,658.42, $829.21, and $414.60.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and see. Until it's cracked along a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
The president's friendship with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, after that golf game was short-lived because Boehner came out swinging, talking to the media after the president addressed the nation. And I gave you some thumbnail, I guess a little thumbnail sketch on what he said. Certainly there was much more. He was pretty specific, the president was, when he talked about the tax dollars, when he talked about what has happened in the past with other presidents, because he talked about a lot of other presidents from, you know, Bush to Reagan, and the fact that they lifted the debt ceiling. So what was the big deal? Because it's always been done. So why now is this a big problem? And, you know, talked about having to live within our means, and domestic spending's been the lowest that it's ever been since Dwight Eisenhower was the president. A lot of that was mentioned there, a lot of history. Besides, we need to do this. You know, there's a lot of who, what, where, when, and why. How about that? One of the things I learned when I was in journalism school, that Bob in Connecticut's right, that you don't hear very much of. But there was that in the speech. And especially talking about balancing somehow balancing this so that we wouldn't have to sacrifice too much, and that if we could just reduce that deficit by around $4 trillion, then we could pay that debt down, and it wouldn't be so abrupt, and it wouldn't drag our economy, and it wouldn't prevent us from helping small businesses or middle-class families, and et cetera. And he really squarely slammed the blame on the Republicans. I mean, in fact, I'll give you a line that I was watching. I just wanted to watch it first because you always can get the transcripts. In fact, I got a transcript before the speech because it's embargoed but sent to some people in the media. But one line that I picked out is what he said as far as the Republicans. The only reason the balanced approach isn't on its way to becoming a law is because a lot of Republicans, a significant amount of Republicans in Congress, insist on a cuts-only approach. And that doesn't ask, here we go again, with the wealthiest Americans or biggest corporations to contribute anything. And so now he's talking about that too many of the cuts would be on working families. So you can't say, let's just keep things like they are, because too much of it goes back onto the middle class. So John Boehner had a few answers. And his main thing was about solving the problem. But here he is in his own words.
The sad truth is that the president wanted a blank check 6 months ago, and he wants a blank check today. This is just not going to happen. I'll tell you, I gave it my all. Unfortunately, the president would not take yes for an answer. Even when we thought we might be close on an agreement, the president's demands changed.
All right, so Boehner comes back swinging, says, look, it's the president. He wants to just be able to do whatever he wants to do. He wants the, as he called it, the blank check. And we know this, that it's absolutely about, at least for Republicans and Democrats, it's about revenues versus spending cuts. In a nutshell, revenues versus spending cuts. There is enough money to pay this. There is. You have to move some things around, but there's enough money to pay this. But the traditional way of doing it, of lifting that debt ceiling, which is what Obama's saying, is not happening this time around, and it's created this dilemma. But let's face it, how did we get to this point? Because it all squarely goes back to that number, $14 trillion plus. How do we get to that number in the first place? And, yeah, we can't go back into time, but what do we do to get there? And the answer is there was too much fat in government. There was too much spending like a drunken sailor who's finally on leave for two nights and just can't help himself. Oh, gee, he's a good guy, but, oof, got a little out of control. And a blind eye was turned. Because you have to know, when you look at the numbers, it's pretty clear that the numbers weren't adding up year after 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 year. And yes, previous administration included tossing what was there on the bone to the president now. I mean, sure, there's can't deny that. But the question is, do you buy what Tim Geithner's saying with the default that this is Armageddon? Because we've been playing what Geithner's saying. And if you listen to what he's talking about, he says, as be lifted. If it's not lifted, expect your mortgages to go up. Expect the mortgages to go up. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. I didn't get to see it. Did Obama really say that he didn't know what was going on? Or that, what was it said earlier? Said that I don't know. Here's the thing, Kate. This is a perfect example of what's going on in America. There is no such thing as a Republican, and there's no such thing as a Democrat. There's no such thing as a liberal. there's no such thing as a conservative, okay? In this society, you are either a capitalist or a socialist, okay? And they disguise themselves behind politics. Okay, let me give you an example. Every time the Republicans under Bush, Reagan, and Papa Bush would raise the tax, would raise the debt ceiling, okay, and they would spend more than what they were doing it with the intent that they would lower taxes on people, which they did.
Right.
They lowered the taxes, Papa Bush, they lowered the taxes, okay, so that business could increase in America, okay? By increasing business, you bring in more revenue to the government, okay? Bush went from $9 trillion a year to $14 trillion a year in 8 years in GDP, okay? If Obama to sit back saying, if he's saying he doesn't understand why it's a big deal, that's what I was trying to get to at first. Okay?
Right.
Because we have finally passed in debt what we bring in 1 year, okay, in GDP. Our debt is larger than what the United States can generate in income in 1 year.
Right.
And that is why it is a big deal. That's when you're flipping to where you're going to the negative side, okay? Now, what do the Democrats want to do? They want to raise the debt ceiling and make the rich pay for it. Why? Because the people that vote for them are the poor people who don't have anything. So they want to take away from the people that have, i.e. Robin Hood. By the way, I was going to tell you something a while back. I saw that movie. Remember that movie, Robin Hood in Tights?
Yes.
Stupid movie. I was sitting there wondering, how would Barack Obama look in green tights playing Robin Hood? But anyway.
You're terrible.
Yeah? But this is why they are. They are socialists. Okay? They are trying to turn this country into socialism because there are so many people here that don't really know that they are a socialist. Okay? But if they took a test, I used to listen to Andy talk to him on the radio, and he'd point out to them that they were socialists. Okay? They don't believe in capitalism. Okay? They want things handed, given to them. Here's the problem with socialism, Kate. Once you've destroyed the rich class, okay, and the Republicans, the Democrats think that there is just an endless round of wealth amongst the rich, okay,
sure,
that they could just keep paying and paying and paying. It's
sure
getting to a limit. They're paying 40% of their income almost right now, if you count state taxes along with it. There's, eventually, there will be no rich class, okay? And then what happens? There's no money. So then we're all wearing black pajamas, running around with AK-47s, you know?
Yeah, interesting point, Don. Don says that you're either a capitalist or a socialist, and that's being disguised. Do you think that he's right in that? I agree with the capitalist, because that's what the nation was founded on. People do forget that, capitalism or not. I mean, there's a big difference. Either you're embracing that or you're running in the opposite direction. I have some thoughts on that, actually. We're going to come back and talk some more.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will. Come away with me on a bus. Come away.
How many people listen to my voice? I'm just imagining you're barreling down the road somewhere. Maybe you're in Connecticut. Maybe you're in Illinois. Maybe you're in Vermont, Texas, wherever you are. Or you're crashed. Just laying in your bed, you got the radio on. Thanks, by the way, for choosing me over the music. But I'm wondering how many of you, when you're laying there, sitting there, driving, or whatever it is you're doing, are thinking to yourself, oh, do we have to talk about this again? When is it over? When does August 2nd get here? Because we're tired of this. When does that happen? Here's one of the interesting parts of this whole thing that has come up a little bit, maybe. I don't know. It might have come up on other shows. I don't know that I've heard it. Every maybe second day or so, somebody comes out like Moody's and says, oh, we're going to have to downgrade the United States because of all this conversation about not lifting the debt ceiling. Or the International Monetary Fund, oh, we really advise the United States, they got to do it. And I'm thinking to myself, the more, especially when I hear other foreign entities say that, I think, really? So they're just going to screw us and say, hey, U.S., number one superpower, thank you, woohoo, thank you for all your help. Oh, well, that conversation about the debt ceiling, That scared us off. You're not gonna, you're gonna default on the loans? Ugh. We don't want to do business with you. You are, you're no good anymore. I just find that hard to believe. I do. I find that hard to believe. That, oh, that's one part. It's so risky because you're, we're gonna shoot ourselves in the foot in the eyes of the world. We're getting further and further down that list. We're like behind a third world country. That's how bad it is because of this conversation. I don't think so. I'm not buying that. Every time there's a problem, who does the world come to? Right? Except for Ahmadinejad in Iran and Chavez in Venezuela and Kim Jong-il in Korea. But pretty much, you know, 88% of the world is coming to the U.S. for help. You think that's going to stop? No. Defaults on the loan. You guys are in serious trouble. I mean, you would think so if you didn't look into what was going on in the first place because of what's happened in the past. But on the surface, it's like if I told you, hey, I have a house note and, geez, due to all these circumstances, I'm killing myself. I'm working two or three jobs. I can't get a fourth. And I got three kids in school and I'm doing this and, you know, whatever the circumstances are. And I have no choice. I'm going to have to play chicken with the loan. I'm going to have to default. The bank won't work with me. They won't refinance. Are you cutting me off? Are you saying, wow, she was a really good person until she got stuck, until she lost her job and then had to get three others to make up for it or whatever? I know it's a stretch and a weird analogy, but it makes sense. I can't believe that the rest of the world is going to spit in our face, basically. Ah, you default on the loan. We are French. We will never speak to you again. We don't want to do business with the United States. And that, I'm serious. Every day that comes out. Every day it comes out, or every other day I said, you know, it's what happens to the rating, the United States credit rating. It's going to kill you. It's like a FICO score. 800-259-5791. That's the number to call, be a part of the show, or shoot me an email through the internet, americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you are in. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Yeah, I think it's going to go down where Obama's got the power to raise the debt ceiling on his own. I think that's what's going to have to happen. It looks like they ain't going to get nothing settled now.
Like, really? So he sets it up by saying, hey, you know, it's kind of everyone's fault, and we tried to work together, and the Republicans dug in, and we've had other presidents do it. Reagan did it, and Bush did it,
yeah.
And hey, they're Republicans, so I could do it.
Yeah, like you say, Republicans want to give tax breaks to the rich, the wealthy. I think that people will come to their senses and realize that he's fighting for them instead of the wealthy people. So I think he's going to have to raise debt limit on his own because he's got the authority to do it. That's what's going to have to happen.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Obama gets elected again?
Yeah. Who's going to beat him? Rick Perry?
I don't think Rick Perry is the guy.
They're drumming him up.
They are drumming him up. Because, you know, the whole thing about being the lieutenant governor under Bush and all that, and more than that, but being the carry guns and gun rights.
Yeah.
And I get the gun right thing with Perry. That makes sense. But some of the other things and what people don't realize, and if you're listening to me so you know, Perry is very soft on illegal immigration, really.
Yeah.
He allowed for the free tuition in the state of Texas. So there's one thing.
Yeah. Like I said, I haven't heard anything about him. I just heard that they're trying to drum up some support for him and try to get him to run.
I think Romney is, right now, Romney's going to be the guy. And I can tell you this, I'm not kidding you, from pretty high up, the Democrats are concerned about Romney. They really think that Mitt Romney, because of his business background, even though that didn't play out well the last time he ran. They think he's smarter, wise to the ways of politics even more on the national front. And they believe that Romney is really a guy who could make a run at this thing seriously more than anybody thinks.
Yeah.
That's who they're worried about. At the White House, the guy they're worried about is Romney.
Well, I don't think the Republicans can all get together to decide who they want in there. Tea Party people got the whack old jobs and all them other ones, splintered groups. So I don't think he's going to get that much support. And I don't think a big money campaign people is going to give him too much money.
He's got a ton of money. I don't think he has to worry about that. I think he's got backing galore. In fact, I know he has backing. That's not a problem. It's not that, but I agree with you. Thanks, Rick. I agree with you. What about the splinter groups? What do you do? I mean, then that goes for, that certainly happened to Democrats too. But now with the Republicans, you have a lot of different masters to please, so to speak, because it's not one party with some people who have different ideals, but the core conservative ideals are there. It's not about that. There's core conservatives. There's evangelical, that branch that helped Bush get elected because there was a big push there, remember? Now you have the Tea Party. And to the Tea Party's credit, and as I've pointed out many, many times, I don't care if you're listening to me and you're the most liberal Democrat, you have to admit, it's like what I say on this show. Government works because, if you think about it, our form of government, because it's power to the people. And if you believe in power to the people and enough get together and do something about it, whether it's through rallies and petitions, real ones, not, you know, 10 of your best friends on it at a Tupperware party, but if you're really knocking on that door, that's when they pay attention in Washington, and that's what happened with the Tea Party. People paid attention because there were rallies. And there were rallies, by the way, and this is true, where you had a lot of different people at the rally. A lot of card-carrying Democrats and Republicans who were just frustrated with some of the things that were happening. You know, all the rallies that were held around the United States different times, they were all different. They weren't all the same. And that shows you what a difference it can make when you get a little bit organized. If you get a little bit organized, things can flip, because for people who are running that are part of the machine, what is the ultimate goal? To get reelected again. They're getting a saucy pension. Trust me, they got a job they like. Whether they say, oh, they get criticized all the time or whatever, then they wouldn't run. They'd be on XYZ board, and they would pull out, and they wouldn't be running for Congress or Senate. The idea is always to play for the next move. It really is. Really, really it is. And for some reason, a lot of people get duped by that. They don't realize. That's it. It is like a sports franchise. And the idea is that when you get in, and especially when you're new, and you have your staff and you have people that are schooled in social media and in reaching the constituents, and that's what they do, that's what they're doing, getting you out there, getting you ingrained, getting you before people. So that you get one term and another term and another term and another term. That's why you have the length of some of these careers. How long, and here's a liberal Democrat for you, how long has Chuck Schumer been in office? How long has he been in office? By the way, Schumer pretty much signed off on no taxes on the wealthy. How about that? Coming up next, an interesting comparison from politics to sports. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So did you hear? All the rich guys in the NFL have to pay. Not really. They're just going to split up the money a little bit differently. The NFL players jumped on board with a 10-year deal. They agree to end the lockout. That's a huge story. We told you that that was happening. I had gotten a, and I think it was a no-brainer. We knew after the owners decided that, okay, we're going to have a deal here. And then it went to the players. At first, there were a couple of things they wanted to tweak a little bit more, but undoubtedly we knew this was going to happen. So now it's scrambling. It's about scrambling and getting ready for training camp, hurriedly at the end of the week, and signings, because you've got rookies that are unsigned, you have free agents, all kinds of crazy things. Now the NFL is on warp speed because of a 4.5-month lockout. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, I thought had an interesting thing to say, and it's something we always talk about on America Tonight.
I hope we gave a little lesson to the people in Washington, because the debt crisis is a lot easier to fix than this deal was.
Do you like that? That it was easier to fix that than to come up with this. The good news about the NFL agreement is the fact that, and there's still some things that need to be solved, but the highlights include that it's a 10-year deal. so they don't have to worry about an opt-out. This is what happened this time. The owners had an opt-out, so it led to the lockout. They don't have it this time around. So, bravo that they ended it. John in Texas is in the wings. If you want to chime in like John, you can. 800-259-5791. Hey, John.
Yeah, good evening. I called in several times before, got through once before. So cool. I want to say thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about two things. Well, actually three.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the budget.
Yeah.
And the debt. I happen to be a homeowner. I happen to have gone through qualifying to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
I've also gone through trying to qualify before I got this place and fallen flat on my, anyway, I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to put it up to Mr. Obama that we can't give out a loan with no limit. We have to give a limit, a period that it has to be repaid, and it has to be enforced. And without a debt limit and a repayment program, that's not going to happen. So I think Boehner is correct.
Yeah, it's, you know what, John, that's a very good point, and that was one of the things that Boehner said had to be part of the deal. Because, like anything else in life, we know this. If you don't have some kind of a plan, if you don't have the plan laid out, like you just said, like he said, with the repayment or whatever it is in our own lives, we know what happens. It doesn't get done, or it doesn't get done on time.
That's right. I fortunately managed to get the house paid for. I'm retired now. But
yeah, bravo.
I'm looking at Social Security. That's the main source of my income. But I can't see where going into the debates that we're having right now, it's going to do any American any good. Now I'll touch on one other subject. You're on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Your lifespan on the radio is about to take a wrap. And I'll put it this way. The FCC is right now stepping in to control television, make it a pay-for-only object. And once that happens, they're going to step into radio and every other mass communication.
Well, I hope you're wrong on that. Here, you know what I thought you were going to say, John? I thought you were going to say, the fairness doctrine is coming. And you're in trouble with the fairness doctrine. But we managed to get that shot down because that would have been ridiculous. I think, yes, you have to be careful about that because people aren't aware of, you're right, of things that are happening behind the scenes when it comes to media. I hope, you're right on the television side. I hope we don't see that on the radio side. I was just at a big conference in June, and that was one of the things that was talked about, where we're headed and what's going on there. And the thought was not with radio, at least not in the very near future. And we know that there is so-called pay radio, if you will, if you look at satellite. Initially, people would get cars, and then they would have the satellite, and then it would come to the time where they had to pay for the satellite radio. And a lot of people opted out of paying for that because they thought, well, no, I've got radio in my car and I like it and I want to hear the spoken word. Because there's never been a bigger time for talk radio, the desire to get away from the music, maybe because people listen to music all the time and then they want to flip over to something else. So news talk and sports talk, too, has never been bigger in this country, so let's hope that we don't have the FCC square in the middle of it with their hand out and trying to do something that affects it and affects the quality, frankly, of some of the stuff that we have on the air. If you don't like, this is what I say, We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and John knows that, and Rick certainly knows that, and all the other people who are listening or who call, because you have choices, you have options. When you don't like something you hear, you can turn it off or not listen or whatever it might be, whatever the case might be. And freely we can have a discussion versus if you go to China or Venezuela or Cuba, you know, pick a place, North Korea, and you hear state-run media. And that's what's being really pumped out into the background. You know, with Hugo Chavez, it's Chavez town basically all over the place. Whenever he wants to say something, he commandeers everything, and he commandeers it often and shuts it down for sometimes days on end. So from that point of view, let's hope we keep it free and open. All right, here we are once again at the end of the hour, and so many of you have filled up the mailbox with thoughts on the president addressing the nation and the debt ceiling and what we need to do, lift it, not lift it, whether or not you gave the president high marks for his speech. John Boehner says Obama can't get a blank check. In the course of the conversations, it's changed so much. That's really what he's looking for. The president is pushing that there's a bipartisan cooperation with the Democrats and the Republicans in raising the debt ceiling, and goes on to tell Americans, hey, you need to call your representative and tell them, you got to compromise. You want my vote? You got to compromise. I would love to track that somehow. I really would. I would love to be able to track how many people listen to what Obama said, and seriously, will go and make those phone calls. If I were being generous, I would say 1%, because I don't think that happens. If anybody calls, they're calling for the opposite. That, oh, we can't keep spending. Oh, we got to keep track of it. Our money is like monopoly money. And you see where gold is going. I thought by the end of the year it'd be 1,700. Who knows? It could surpass that. We're already up over 16. It seems like every other day I see a number bigger than the day before. If anything, gold is taking yet another bump. It's moving up price-wise. And every time the conversation turns toward the debt and the debt ceiling and lifting it or not lifting it, boy, you see those numbers really start to shift. Gold standard. It could be in the wind.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal. But it's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.